This time it was nothing to do with sentimental reasons. It was a footballing decision. This is a huge football club. Potential championship, you know, with a fan base. We've had superb support all season. It's a big city. So as much as everyone thought it was more sentimental and, oh, you know, you're coming back and do you think it... I didn't think in any negatives. I just thought I'm fortunate to be going into a big football club and it's a great opportunity to go back and probably, you know, really put a stamp on it if we can. And, you know, with the staff, the new owners, everything being fresh, it was a great time for me to come back.
Preparing for finals as a manager, what do you take from your career as a player and a manager in going to Wembley this week?
Well, I can only take one positive experience, and that was my first trip down there in 81. I was decked in tartan, and I was only a young 17-year-old, and John Robertson stepped up and put a penalty in the bottom corner for Scotland to win 1-0. And then since then, my Wembley trips have been not very good. I went back in 83 and England won 2-0. Obviously went with Everton twice in the FA Cup and the Simod Cup and got beat both times. Went with Scotland in Euro 96 and got beat. Went with Scotland, the coaching staff not long ago, and got beat 3-2.
I feel I shouldn't have started.
No, and even went and watched Blooming Bradford get beat by Swansea 5-0. So if this is to be my last one, then I hope it's as good as my first one, and because that still gives me, you know, special memories.